Innocent person killed.
Oh, I'm not that innocent. Don't let the devil fool you.
Me, an innocent person like me. Hey, can I get your chair? Mr. Suchek, would you be offended if I asked you to buy your papers at O'Leary's for a while? I'll pay for them.
Hey, Suchek, great piece, babe.
Well, it's about time you said that about me, Agatha.
See ya.
This is the agenda for the Buildings Committee meeting on Friday. Jablonowicz has his fingers in items 2 and 4. Please, what for?
Oh, it's crazy, Mr. Hellinger. Every day I get hot stories, the paper gets circulation, Chicago gets wiser. You keep getting older. It's not only crazy, it's un-American.
Satisfaction. I get that.
Yeah, well, you're a good man, Mr. Hellinger. Just don't run for president.
Hey! Okay, Spider-Man.
You're with me, Dad.
Calm down. You never get me up on one of those. I get vertigo just standing on my toes.
Really?
I've been that way since I was his age.
Hey, why don't you get on my shoulders? Then you can get up there.
Really?
Nah, I haven't got the height.
Home, James. Tomorrow, 11:30.
I'll be there.
16 refers to Clause 9B of the Trucking Deregulations Bill, Mr. Chairman.
That is correct, Alderman. 9B and C, in view of which, gentlemen, the contract renewal, which is under this subcommittee's consideration, is at this time for the leasing of specialized equipment, therefore not subject to competitive bidding. I accordingly should like to recommend approval of contract 44KG, City of Chicago, Ordinance P-17, to Metro Machine Tools Incorporated. Now, as to the matter of the queries raised by the Sherman Committee, item number 1 had to do with their tax exemption claim. And item 2, the political principle that a city hall connection exists with Metro's attorneys at law. So, after due consideration, we feel satisfied that all three queries are inapplicable. I therefore would like to accordingly call for a vote on renewal of the Metro contract. All in favor? Unanimous. My granddaughter gave me a pocket calculator for Christmas. I still don't get a chance to use it.
Sometimes!
Shit. He's done it again.
The son of a bitch has done it again. Every goddamn day, five editions a day. Me, my wife, and now the Metro deal.
Metro deal?
Shh. Don't you see it? Look, right here. Yeah, there it is. Right here. Today's dirt. Dirt of the day. Jesus! Okay, enough. Listen, fellas, I'd appreciate it if you find out who's dishing it to him, okay?
You got it. All right.
Say, you got a match, mister?
Sure. Hell, have the whole book.
Move, man!
Hey, man, I've seen this one before.
Yeah, what's his name?
That's right.
No shit, he is.
Hey, you're okay, man. Right.
Yeah, man, you got some good shit about our neighborhood.
Drexel Park. Right. I'm sorry about this, but give me your wallet.
All right. You guys were Roster Devils? Right, again, I give you that watch.
All right. Hey, what happened to Gilmore? I heard he got bounced from the heathens.
Hey, he was dipping in the treasury. Norton had to cut him. He just cut him.
Well, that means everything north of 55th Street is up for grabs. What about the Block Association? This is interesting. What's your name?
I'm Franklin. That's with a Y. Franklin Kirk.
Man, you crazy? What? Hey, man, what you trying to pull, man? Oh, shit, the man. Let's get up.
Hey, man, I ain't even opening it. Why don't you just stall him 5 minutes?
I'm in over 5 minutes.
What?
My watch!
That's all right. They didn't take anything.
Hey, aren't you Ernie Suchak?
That's right.
I thought I recognized you. Great piece today.
Yeah, that's what Alderman Yablonowicz said to tell you. Great piece.
Oh, you lost your badge.
Right.
God! Oh! Oh!
I'm gonna show it.
Huh?
Give me one lousy cigarette doesn't give you the right to kick me out of town.
Are you crazy? Nobody's trying to kick you anywhere. All I'm suggesting... is that you go and do a story in New Orleans for a couple of weeks. They got this hot consortium of developers there. They're all like Chicago. And you pick up your Blanowitz the minute you come back.
Howard, you need a lobotomy. Down the corridor, third door on the left. They got diplomas in it.
I just want us to lay back for a while. Till things cool. Especially till after we've run your story on his mother. I don't want you in here permanently.
I like it here. The nurses give me bed baths.
How about if I order you to New Orleans?
How about you go screw yourself?
How about dinner Sunday night?
How about the Nell Porter story? It's better than the New Orleans one.
Hmm? You're on shift work, you two. He bugs me weekdays or Sundays.
So, Jack, just because it's out of Chicago...
Nothing personal, Sylvia. You know how much I love you, respect you, and long to tear your clothes off. Dump this, Mick, and let me take you away from all this.
Where to, if you won't leave Chicago?
Another part of Chicago. Come on, grow up, Sylvia. What the hell do I know about the Intercontinental Crack?
Continental Divide.
That, too. Fresh air makes me nauseous. I bet they got hills up where she comes from, right?
Sort of. We call them the Rockies.
The Rocky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you've heard of them.
Good night. Thank you for 2/3 of dinner.
Suchak, it's a scoop. She's never been interviewed.
4 years she's been up there, completely alone.
Apart from her eagles.
Yes, she's a highly respected scientist.
She's an eagle freak.
She is a holy woman.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say that? Well, that makes all the difference. A holy woman. Is there any more cauliflower?
Be something new to write about.
I like running the old thing over and over.
A new angle.
Really? Some big eagle up there, Wheeler dealing little eagles, fixing eagle elections. A crooked eagle in Nebraska.
Suchak, the Rockies run through 8 different states. Nebraska isn't one of them. Try Wyoming.
Suchak, for my sake, as managing editor, if you want to finish off your Blanowitz, you got to stay healthy. Go to Wyoming.
Howard, you talked me into it. The answer's no.
Sylvia, don't make eyes. Making eyes at a Suchak never worked. I'm a Suchak, so it just won't work.
Uh-huh.
How do people get up the Rockies?
How?
They have jeeps, things like that?
Jeeps, helicopters, they got everything.
So you think we did the right thing?
Oh, for God's sake.
You think he'll be okay?
Sylvia, he's a grown man. What can happen to him?
That's what I keep asking myself.
Listen, I know Suchek. He'll be having the time of his life.
Look, you go on. Leave me here to die. I always wanted to die in the mountains. Here's the view and everything.
Mountains? These here is bumps in the ground. What are you doing?
Checking for rattlesnakes.
What for?
Pardon?
Plenty of other things up there to worry about.
Okay. I'll worry about them then.
What is it?
Possum.
Am I pleased or frightened?
Take a look.
What the hell is that?
I just told you. Possum.
Jesus Christ. You got lots of possums around here?
Just that one. Been spotted a few times.
Is it friendly?
You one of them reporter fellas?
I don't know what you're talking about.
She likes reporter fellas least of all. She don't like no one much. She almost killed one.
One what? Reporter fella?
Fella messing around with her eagles.
What do you mean almost killed?
Well, you know, when you stop breathing and walking and seeing things, that kind of almost killed him.
Uh-huh. Getting more fun every day.
There's thinner up here. Better lay off those today.
Every day for 13 years, some smart ass has been trying to tell me to quit.
I know this might sound a touch hypocritical after the way I've been roughly since birth, but if you could swing things just this once so I can get out of here uneaten, I promise I'll never again ask for anything or complain about anything. Just please don't let these hairy mother...
God damn it! Get out of here! Go on! Get out of here!
live, son of a bitch! Get out of here! Go on! Beat it!
That was one of the other things you had to worry about.
Really? Thank you, Lord. I won't forget that. Nor my promise.
Oh, no. Oh, no! The bear stole all my cigarettes! For that, I could have stayed in Chicago. Oh, no!
Ain't much, but there it is.
She's gone to the movies, I guess. Where are you going?
They hired me to bring you to Nell Porter's. This here's Nell Porter's. See ya.
Well, when do you think she'll be back?
Who knows?
Wait. You come back for me in 2 weeks.
When did we say?
2 weeks.
Well, if that's what we said.
That's what we said! Hello? Hello? Shit. Oh!
In my house.
You
broke in.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to assume the best for now. You're a novice hiker, way out of your depth. Cold? Scared? Lost? You waited outside as long as you could stand it?
You forgot tired.
Go to sleep. You look awful.
Thank you. Great coffee. Perfect.
Thanks.
Ray Suchak.
Nell Porter.
Nice to meet you, Miss Porter. Did I say perfect? I was underselling you. I've got my own provisions.
Yes, I noticed. Freeze-dried eggs. Enjoy the real thing. It'll be the last you get till you get where you're going. I saw from the tracks outside there were two of you. Did Deke Lewis help you?
50-50. Helped me. Helped himself to my liquor. All of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Deke. He's a good guide, but a lousy timekeeper.
Pardon?
Well, here's one. Last October, he told me he delivered some supplies in November. He showed up in May. Where are you from, Mr. Suchak?
Chicago, you?
I was raised in Boston.
Oh, it's one place I've never been.
No?
I don't get out of Chicago much. Try as I will.
Too bad. It's a magnificent country.
That's so true.
Where are you headed?
Pardon?
Pardon?
Where am I headed?
That's right.
Now?
Yes.
Here. Salt.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm a newspaper man. This is a story I've always prayed I'd do. Finally, my editor gave in. I guess I wore him down.
What story? Story about what?
You.
Did you ever think to ask if I wanted that? And did it never occur to you to ask permission? Of all the unmitigated, presumptuous gall!
Oh, there's no call to use big words.
Okay, here's a short one. Out!
How? I can't get back on my own.
Just aim straight downhill.
Deke Lewis will be back in 2 weeks.
No, now!
Miss Porter, I'll die out there.
Life is full of little trade-offs.
I mean it.
Wash the dishes. I wash the dishes and you're chopping wood. I gotta get out of here.
Well, you talked me into it.
I don't suppose you have any cigarettes, do you?
Mr. Suchak, there's nothing personal in this. I'm sure that you're a fine newspaper man. But I do serious work here, in private and in peace. I'm not a pop singer. I don't have a million records to sell. Publicity is trite and trivial. Reporters are parasites. They feed off the accomplishments of other people. I don't see newspapers much, but what I do see sickens me.
Well, they only cost 20 cents. Can I ask you a question?
What's a nice girl like me doing in a place like this? No comment.
Make that godforsaken place like this.
Godforsaken? Come on.
Where are we going?
Church.
Pardon?
Church, the oldest one in America. Say goodbye?
Huh?
Goodbye.
Miss Porter, believe me, if I could go on my own, I would.
I just can't have you here 2 weeks. Look, if a hiker passes by, if Mr. Lewis passes by, even an eagle, please hitch a ride and go with them.
Do you think I like it here, for Christ's sake? I got no liquor, 9 cigarettes, and a grease monkey for company. I want to stay here only marginally more than I want to die trying to escape. Are you laughing in there or crying? I'm crying.
I suppose 2 weeks isn't that long.
Oh, no.
What?
Thank you.
On one condition.
No story.
Not one word.
Aloof, self-satisfied, self-sufficient, surprisingly attractive. Could use some makeup. Christ, my mind is going. I sound like Rona Barrett. It's so quiet up here, you could hear a mouse get a hard on. A touch arrogant, maybe frigid. That might explain things. When she goes out.
Mr. Suchak, would you? Sorry, did I start it?
No, it's not you. It's cigarettes. They kind of make me jumpy.
Huh.
I'm on strict ration, you see.
I'm going to take a shower now.
Good. That's always nice. Ah, sorry.
How's this?
Right. Why don't I just slide outside?
Well, maybe you can have a cigarette while you're out there, then you'll be down to 7.
What time are we leaving in the morning?
We? Look, I thought we had an agreement.
I just want to see what you do, that's all.
It's not easy up there, you know.
I'll manage. I had a cousin in the Boy Scouts.
How you doing, Mr. Suchak?
Just great. Just great. This is so much fun. You know, I should get out more.
Be careful around these rocks.
Oh, no problem. Jesus Christ.
Do you want to rest for a bit?
No, not me. I'm fine. I can go all day.
I'd like to get this broad in a bowling alley.
Jeez. Are you telling me?
No disrespect, Miss Porter. There's no big deal up here.
Join me in a plate of this?
What is it?
I'm not sure. Western omelet mix. They give it to the Marines as punishment.
I wish I could offer you some of my supplies, but I hadn't planned on there being an additional person. If you're coming with me, you better get ready.
I think I'll stay back today. If I go out, this solidifies again in my stomach.
I thought you did very well yesterday, considering.
Thrilled me.
Hi.
Hi.
Dinner's almost ready. Can I update the office?
What's that?
Goulash. My grandmother's recipe.
No, no. This.
Not bad, huh? It's probably the first thing I ever made with my hands.
No.
Yep. And the goulash is by way of celebration. I had to use real ingredients for ingredients. I hope you don't mind. Huh. You're welcome to share my stuff tomorrow.
Well, maybe I'll fast tomorrow. Are you expecting company?
Yeah, well, I only had 2 cigarettes today. It gets me hungry. 2 cigarettes, 10 fingernails. You're going to love this stuff.
I have never seen goulash look so different.
Well, it's not official goulash. That's what my grandmother called it. Of course, she also called tuna fish salmon.
This is good. And this is really delicious. My compliments to your grandmother.
She died 20 years ago. They said it was the goulash.
And thank you for my lovely door.
Oh, that's nothing. Tomorrow I'm going to start in a garage.
Hmm.
Yeah, remote control. The works.
You ever quit before?
I'd rather not talk during this last one, if you don't mind.
You'll go back to Chicago a healthy man. Give you a medal for saving your own life.
That's it. I'm dead. Finished. I'll go insane now. Oh, God. Here come the withdrawal symptoms.
Interior game protection.
What the hell?
Look, just shut up! Mr. Harris, you've just committed a felony punishable by 2 to 10 years in the federal penitentiary. That's a bald eagle you're shooting at, and the American government takes it very personally.
We haven't shot
it. I don't care about it, Mr. Claggett. Tell it to the judge, all right? You have the right to remain silent. If you choose to speak, anything you say may be held against you. You have the right to a lawyer.
Hey, you know, that's a $900 shotgun.
Do we need the cuffs for you?
I don't see where you get off destroying that shotgun.
Look, mister, there are only 2,000 bald eagles left in North America. Thanks to an endless supply of obscene assholes like you. Now, here's how it's going to be. I let you go down the mountain on your own recognizance. You report to the ranger station at Fort Creek. Talk to Captain Clark. He'll have your names. Have you got that so far? Captain Clark. Oh, one other thing. If you don't show up there in 3 days, you'll be hearing from the FBI.
Okay.
This was 3 years ago. For some reason, Reginald and Claire abandoned their nest on Cougar Ridge, and they began to build another nest here, where Wind River bends at, what is it, Bridger Junction, I guess. Mm. Don't do that, please.
I have nice breath. I'm a non-smoker. I gave it up for you.
Look, I mean it.
Okay. Hey. Whatever you say.
definitely frigid. Very attached to her walking stick. I've been forced to give up smoking and sex in the same lifetime. Brief moment of panic in the John today. I couldn't remember the name of a single store on Michigan Avenue.
Heard you learning shorthand, Tokyo?
Hi.
Hi. I've been reading shorthand for 15 years, but never like this.
It's my own patent. I invented it.
Oh, can you read it? Or doesn't it matter since it's only going into a newspaper?
Shall I leave now and fall into a ravine or eat the pages and choke to death?
I've got a better idea. Why don't you do a story on me?
Pardon? Marshall Field, Lord Taylor's Bottle and Teller, Stanley Korshak, Saudi Airways, The Water Tower, Tiffany, Saks.
And that, Mr. Suchak, was my moment of truth. So before I even got back to Boston, I knew that was going to be my life. Boston, by the way, is B-O-S-T-O-N.
Thank you.
I decided even before I left Gambia. That's G-A-M-B-I-A.
I know how to spell Gambia.
Sorry.
Why ornithology, though? Why a profession?
I like the uniform.
Pardon?
Now, now you ask me, didn't my mother prefer me to settle down, meet some nice accountant?
Jesus.
Attractive Boston housewife and mother, Evelyn Porter, 41, stated categorically.
Why are you being such a hard ass, Miss Porter?
Not good. Not gossipy enough.
All right, you win, I lose. People like talking about themselves. They're fascinated with themselves. Some people are fascinated with other people. That's why they ask them questions.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Right, so, you dropped out of college, you're bumming around Chicago, then what?
Well, since it was the only thing I was good at, I figured I might as well get paid for it. So I became a reporter and invented Suchak shorthand.
Didn't your mother want you to meet some nice accountant and settle down?
Maybe reporters find other people interesting because they're so goddamn boring themselves.
Suchak, maybe people find eagles interesting for the same reason.
Everybody I know calls me Suchak. My name's Ernie. Start a trend. Call me Ernie.
I don't think I could call you Ernie.
Too fancy? Ernie.
Ernie?
Ernie.
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 I asked you not to do that.
Christ, what is it with you?
I don't believe this. You're angry. Good God, what an ego.
All right, forget it. I won't come anywhere near you.
Fine, thank you.
Oh, I need this like I need mountains and eagles.
Suchak?
What?
This has nothing to do with what happened tonight.
What has?
What I'm about to say.
What are you about to say?
You can't come with me tomorrow.
Fine.
Good, I'm glad you understand.
Why not?
Some things I do here, I have to do on my own.
Thank you. there.
Nice day?
Great. You?
Okay. What happened to your thumb?
I cut myself shaving.
Is it all right?
It'll be fine.
Are you still angry about last night?
Last night? Oh, last night. Oh, I forgot about last night.
Oh, good. You coming with me tomorrow?
No, thanks.
Oh.
Just my body.
I am so sorry. I had no idea he'd react this way. Not in my lowest estimation.
Just give me a break, will you now? I didn't kill a guy or nothing. I mean, how'd you expect me to feel?
Who is this faggot?
Max Birnbaum, Ernie Suchak.
Max Birnbaum? Max Birnbaum?
Hmm?
The Brooklyn Behemoth Birnbaum? The three-time All-American at Michigan Birnbaum? The number one draft pick of the Washington Redskins Birnbaum? The defensive end who told the NFL to shove it up their defensive end? That Max Birnbaum? Well, let me shake your hand. This is an honor. May I have your autograph? Just like that, Max. 8:35 into the third quarter, and you walk out.
Yeah, 8-9 minutes, right about that.
Exactly, 8:35, with everything to play for.
No. Everything to lose, Mr. Suchak. I mean, I want it out. One season of pro football, and no way I was going to face a second, let alone a whole career.
You were rookie of the year, 3.4 sacks a game.
I'm going now.
You know, a lot of things just started coming together in my head, like my revulsion with the whole system.
I have the staff, I forgot.
Huh?
You know, the staff that saved your life?
What was it, the coaches, the owners? Roselle.
Hold on.
Bye, I'm leaving now.
She's really something. She didn't tell me she had Ernie Suchak up here. I mean, this guy's a big shot writer, but big. He's just like I was, only a writer. You want to laugh? Yesterday she tells me she's got a reporter here from Chicago. Man, I used to read this guy's stuff. Well, I guess you can't blame her, though. She's been a little out of touch for the past 4 years.
I'll try not to be late.
Yeah. You know, you stop playing ball in grade school. You know, you're just a kid. You're innocent. And then you start playing ball with the big boys. Oh, baby.
Oh. You dig him, don't you?
That's ridiculous.
No, it's okay. He's a good man.
That's got nothing to do with it. I just want us to... Max, I think it's maybe coming up to 8:35 in the third quarter.
Is it because we don't talk? I don't mind you talking to him. It makes no difference to what we do.
No, it's not that.
As long as you're okay now. And if you ever feel like you sometimes feel...
To mention you?
Oh.
All I say here is that he's your friend and I chanced to meet him because you...
Well, not friend, exactly.
No?
I mean, we've spoken a few times.
Uh-huh.
Acquaintance, really. Well, maybe friend.
Right.
Not close friend.
No.
You know, I've never heard you so quiet since you came here.
That's the first story I've written since I came here. Fixing doors is just a hobby.
Ah, I assume that one ex-jock rates higher than 2,000 bald eagles at the Chicago Sun-Times.
You want me to write about eagles?
Ernest, I am trying to work here. If you want to yell Max Birnbaum's name from the treetops, please do so quietly.
I'll check the facts with him when he gets back.
He won't be back.
He won't?
I'm too busy to have people hanging around here. When I was up here last spring, they had two eaglets. Bruno and Sarah. I just hope Sarah didn't murder her brother.
They do that?
To get his food.
Really?
The young female is dominant.
Whoa!
It's nature's way. Where we're going, there are no trees.
Chicago?
Watch out for loose rocks. What beats me is not only someone made this, not only someone sold it, but that someone actually bought it.
Oh, it flatters the wearer.
Is that right? What do you think? Very good looking.
Thanks.
What are you doing?
Get in there with you.
No, please don't.
Are you nuts?
No, look, there's no reason to hurry. All the hurry's down below.
I'm still on Chicago time.
I know that, but I'm not, and I don't want you. I'm going to try to understand.
What's to understand? Good night.
Nature. Understand nature. Out here, you only survive by understanding your opponent.
Opponent? Thanks a lot.
No, look, if you want to tame or conquer or anything, you have to imagine what it's like being the object of that conquest or whatever. Imagine what it feels like actually being them. And that applies whether it's an eagle or a mountain, a stream, or me. It's the same thing.
Lecture over? It's no big deal.
And don't sulk.
Lady, where I come from, there's no such word.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do they call it where you come from? Sir Jack, take it easy. Just move slowly. Don't try to go too fast. They're good handholds right there, to the left. You're doing fine, Sue Jack. You're almost here.
Right.
Don't pull me over. You did well. Come on. loves Max. He doesn't like us here.
Why don't we leave?
Don't you want to know if Bruno made it?
Oh, right, Bruno. Where's my head at these days?
My fingers. I hope it don't fall off. I'd hate to disturb them. Dear Lord, I'm sorry to keep troubling you like this, but I'm hanging from a rock here. Now, I'm not complaining. I just...
Look! Look, it's Bruno.
Huh?
He's alive.
Oh. Bruno? Is that him?
Uh-huh.
Go for it, Bruno!
That a bald eagle could push the sun across the sky, and that it was really the sun that turned their head feathers white.
The sun. The sun. Tell me more about the heat of the sun.
You did great out there today. Here. This is for you. It's an eagle feather.
Oh.
It was a sign of strength and courage to the Indians, and a brave could only wear it after he proved himself in battle.
What's that one?
Nice. Ernie, wake up.
Jesus, I'm shaking. Everything I got is shaking. Must be the withdrawal symptoms. Yeah.
Come here, I want to show you something. Come on.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Tricky climbing.
Oh, don't worry about me, babe. You're talking to a feather owner.
Hey, let me take the lead for a while. I've been watching how you do it.
Oh, really?
Come on. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's what worries me. Well, please be careful, all right?
No problem.
Wait, let me put a rope on you. And I don't want to hear about your cousin and the boy.
Let's go!
Looks nice.
Do you think you can move at all?
I think dancing's out of the question.
Ah, Christ! I slipped my entire back.
All right, just lie down.
Oh.
Take it easy, all right? Lie still, catch your breath.
Thank you. here for the chef.
Thanks.
Wouldn't it have been easier to call an ambulance?
Is it too tight?
No getting in with me. No dice.
Promise.
Okay.
We lost the dogs. They're gone.
Don't worry, I've got you. Hang on, Ernie.
Boy, this is some fun.
I'm just fine. We'll trade places after a while. You okay? Today.
Hmm?
Deke Luce is supposed to come and get me today.
Don't hold your breath. Here, don't move. I could try to get a helicopter for you on the short wave. And they may come for an emergency.
No, I think it's just sprained. If I could rest it a little while.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it is in a few days.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a lot better in a few days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. One more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's it here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. How's it here? Better, I guess.
Correction. Day one, I wrote she could use a little makeup. I was young and foolish. She should never use it. She's flush and rosy and... Get a hold of yourself, Suchak. You're a little ripe to be this breathless. Okay. Are you calm? Good. That's more like it. Slow down.
Are you sure about this?
Well, hell, you've neglected your work long enough. I can get to the head and to the refrigerator. What more is there to life?
You put the roast in at 3:00?
Can do, Skip.
There's nothing I can get you.
No, you kids go have a good time. Leave Grandpa here. He'll be all right by himself.
Bye.
All right. No, leave the door open. I don't watch you leave. I enjoy the view.
See you later.
Bye-bye. There was a crooked man, and he ran a crooked mile. Oh, my. He found a crooked sixpence against a crooked style. He bought a crooked cat. Who caught a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a crooked little house. Oh, shit. Hello. Can I help you? We're entirely at your service. Take anything you like. We got a shower and everything. Big pussycat. You think I'm afraid of that? Well, you sense fear, don't you? But I won't show any. You don't know that theory, do you? Okay. Oh. You want the roast. Right. Okay. Here you go. It's yours. We'll have something else. Don't worry about us. Well, I'll be going now. See you later. Just take what you like and lock up when you leave, okay? Step out of your way here. Oh, God. How was your day?
Oh, Jesus.
Looks like you set me back a few days. Weeks.
That shit came out fine. You were very lucky, you know.
I owe it all to you.
What?
Understanding nature, imagining you're the opponent. In that split second that mattered, I imagined that I was that mountain lion. And what would discourage me if I were a mountain lion? I took my walking stick and hit him in the balls. I've never seen such big balls. And I'm from Chicago.
You're turning into quite a mountain man. You may decide to stay up here.
If I learn one more mountain skill, I'll be dead.
You're doing fine. How does your head feel?
Oh, which one?
Where is it hurt? Does it hurt up here? Does it hurt there? Maybe over here. Very painful.
Dead. He walks around with that goddamn tree trunk in his hand. He hasn't written a word since he got back. She's got a lot to answer for, that woman. I have a newspaper to run.
I could kill her. For years I make dinner parties to fix him up with a nice girl, and he goes and falls for an eagle freak.
I should never have sent him out of town. It's unnatural.
On the other hand, you can't expect her to give up her life's work just for him.
Whose side are you on, kiddo?
Well, we can't expect her to do that.
You did it for me. You had no regrets. What's that look supposed to mean?
What look?
That look.
I've got to go. And you've got a newspaper to run.
Be careful on the way out. There's a zombie out there.
Oh, my God. She must be one hell of a mountain goat. This has got to stop. Yeah. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Lucia.
come into my office, please?
Well? I want you writing again. You've been sitting around here pickling your brain for 2 weeks. It's enough already. Maybe writing about it will clean it out.
I don't want to write about her.
Fine. Write about being back in town. And start writing about your Blonowitz again.
Who?
Jablonowicz. Jablonowicz.
Jablonowicz!
You remember him? He's still around, you know. All he had to do after your last column was issue a press release and fire a few relatives.
Uh-huh.
Now look, for my sake, as managing editor, write something. Anything.
You told me it was for your sake last time.
I'm saying it again.
Suchet, go see a shrink. I give up.
It's a travel piece. People love travel pieces.
When they're good. Even when they're lousy. These aren't good enough to be lousy.
You're trying to let me down easy, aren't you?
Listen to this.
I know what I wrote, Howard. I was there when I wrote it.
Mm-hmm. And the mountain rises higher and yet higher, thrusting upward, straining ever upward, burgeoning its power from the very loins of the earth. Its peak piercing at last the center of the sun till its golden, molten, melting light explodes in a... Am I right in thinking there's something you're trying to tell us here? The undulating hillocks round and smooth and full and fertile, sloping globes curving gently, deeply down to the... I mean, where do you suggest we print it? Penthouse?
I was doing you a favor.
Thanks. Just to show you how grateful I am. I promise you nobody will ever read this. You'll be laughed out of Chicago. Come on.
Where are we going?
To get drunk.
Oh, I like new ideas.
You take my liquor, but you won't take my advice.
My advice sobers me up. Where are you going?
This is the paper you used to write for. Look at this. Every time I turn my back, they got the state senate in the lead. Who gives a shit about the state senate?
Hey, it's good ahead for tomorrow's paper. Who gives a shit about the state senate?
Holy cow. I don't believe it.
What's wrong?
I want some answers! Nobody has any answers. I want to know how a thing like this disappears from my office.
I found it on your desk.
You found it on my desk. So you print 6 pages of crap because you see something laying on my desk? Well, I hope the hell I don't leave my tax returns laying on my desk one day by mistake.
The byline was Ernie Suchet.
Look, you moron! Don't give me excuses!
Mr. Suchet, you always run it.
You hear what I just told him? You know what would happen to me if I did what you morons did, huh? I'd be back selling brassieres on Maxwell Street.
Thank you for your support.
You know what I think?
I bet you're going to tell me. You just told me.
Keep this up, you'll end up burying it, along with Chicago grandmother graduates. Park statue to get facelifts. City hall clerk's fire escape death. Weather forecast.
What was that?
Weather forecast?
Fire escape.
Mr. Kermit Hellinger, 31, fell to his death early today from a fire escape at the back of the disused warehouse in Murphy Street. Mr. Hellinger, a contracts clerk at City Hall, needs a wife and what...
Well, if it isn't our intrepid explorer.
That's all right, Mike. Where's your next assignment? Outer space?
I know what really happened on Murphy Street. And if I know, you can bet your spotty fat ass pretty soon Chicago will.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you showering in these days? Jack Daniels?
The last place he'd go is up a fire escape. Which is exactly why it was his last.
Right, Alden.
Get this truck out of here! Enjoy your dessert! Let's go! Your ass is mine!
You deserved a solo entrance.
We did all right, Howard, didn't we?
Terrific.
Now, why aren't you smiling?
What?
Didn't you read the front page?
Question is, did you?
Huh?
I just want to establish you are really over her, that's all.
Jesus, Howard. You're almost a man of the world. You know how these things happen.
The air was thin. She was average cute. There was no other broad around, and the air was thin.
Yeah, well, I have a newspaper to run, that's all.
So?
So I don't want you turning into cream pie again.
Howard, if Nell Porter were to take one of her eagles for a stroll down Michigan Avenue, and I happened to bump into them, I'd say hi, I might kiss them on the beak. And then I'd wave goodbye. That's how over her I am.
And you're not going to her lecture tonight?
No, thanks.
Good, I'd rather you didn't.
Well, I'm not.
Good, better that you don't.
Well, I'm not, for Christ's sake.
For the paper's sake.
Good.
Fine?
Fine.
Good.
Really not hunters. The laws are adequate on that score. But these invisible killers, these pesticides and pollutants, are poisoning the fish they eat, the water they drink, the air they soar through. It's not easy protecting them, but we must. We have no choice. There are only 700 nesting pairs in the lower 48 states. In all, just 2,000 American bald eagles. That's all that remain. Ladies and gentlemen, they must be saved.
If there are any questions, Dr. Porter will be more than delighted to answer them.
Yes, I was reading.
I understand they have a dramatic way of making love.
Oh, shit.
Mating.
Mating, right.
Yes. First, they chase each other. Circling, dipping, twisting, screaming, testing.
And then?
Then they come together, their talons locking.
Inseparable?
For a short, very happy time, yes.
And they fly that way?
No, not together. They begin to fall, plunging and tumbling down and down.
Well, it sounds dangerous.
But thrilling.
Oh, what?
Yes. And then?
Then, when they're very near the ground.
About to be smashed?
They separate, open their wings, and soar on the air currents.
Alone?
Each alone. That's the only way they can fly.
And that's all there is?
Unless they do it again. Yes.
What are you doing here, huh?
What's so funny? I got a paper to run, remember?
Is this what you call keeping your word to me about not coming to the lecture?
Huh? Right. Don't howl with me, all right?
Which side are you on, huh?
I'm over you completely, by the way.
Oh, me too. Over you? Totally.
Entire.
A great idea. Hmm. Stay here forever.
We're gonna have to. My apartment exploded in excitement when it heard you were coming.
You could call room service every 2 weeks for a quick look. Mm-hmm. Mm. Come back with me. You can write a novel there.
Yeah. I like writing just my column. It's short.
I'll make you very, very happy, Mr. Sutcher.
Why is it you're so damn beautiful?
I'm not. You're just in love. So am I.
I'm going to prove to you that you can live here.
Forget it. I mean, there's no point.
You want some goulash?
Mm-mm. I never touch the stuff.
Anything?
Nothing.
Oh, well, I got no surprise.
Howard, maybe they're deciding to be just good friends.
Maybe he's dumped her. That's it. Maybe it's sea level. She's just one big turnoff.
Oh, Howard, enough. I like the girl.
So?
I'd like for her to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And Suchet. At last.
And what about me? A man with a newspaper to run?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Maybe if I just talk
maybe
to her.
Maybe we get some sleep. Maybe you're worrying about nothing.
Maybe. Hey, I'm here too, you know.
Wrap yourself in your damn newspaper.
To live in Chicago, you have to learn that you only survive by understanding your opponent, Dr. Porter. First, you have to remember the number, 911. That's the police. Now, the line will be busy because the rest of Chicago is trying to survive just like you are. Hi, Fiddle.
Second, never touch anyone on the street. They'll think you need help and they'll kill you.
And for God's sakes, never smile at anyone. They'll think you're gay, in which case, don't call 911. They'll book you for an obscene phone call.
Fourth, never cross the street when you hear an ambulance coming. It's very dangerous, because it's you it's trying to run down. And there's one last thing to know, very important. It's about money. Never carry any in your purse. Keep your folding money in your shoe. You can always tell how rich a person is by the way he limps. Like this. This is a great town. It's got everything.
Especially you.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing.
There is.
I don't know what you mean.
There's something wrong.
There isn't.
Look, eagles.
Pigeons.
Now they're birds, anyway. I still want to know what's wrong.
And I still don't know what you mean.
What I mean is, all you do is kiss me and look at me like I'm going to die. There you go again.
I'm leaving tomorrow. There's a 10 o'clock train.
Train. Perfect.
I love you.
But why are you going to make us both miserable?
What else can we be? My life is in the Rockies. Yours is obviously here. There's no answer. Don't regret any of it.
Great.
I won't forget any of it.
Terrific.
Look, I never been one for butting in where I don't belong. You know what I mean?
I always liked that about you, Howard.
Oh, Suchet, you are impossible.
Christ.
Sylvia. Sylvia!
I'm sorry, I think I better go. Please say goodbye to Sylvia for me.
Thank you.
foundation. Hurry.
When's it 10 o'clock? What track? What track is it? 10 o'clock?
Trying to pick you up.
I know, I thought this would be easier.
Easier? Yeah. I just got a second. I think I'm dying.
It's for those cigarettes. I didn't want to see you again.
This is a final boarding call for the Empire Builder. All visitors will please leave the train.
Look, I'm crazy about you. I don't know what to do about it.
No, I love you too. Rudy, you have to go. The train's about to leave.
Okay, hold on.
Go.
I'll always love you.
Then get out the next stop.
Tickets, please. Tickets, please.
Just a second. Here you go.
Thank you, sir. Here you go.
Where's the next stop?
Rock Falls.
Can I get a ticket there?
Yes, you can, sir. That'll be $45, sir. That'll give you about an hour.
Your attention, please. Now arriving in the track train number 573.
Call me before you go up to the mountain. I want to hear your voice tomorrow, you understand?
I promise.
Rockwall. This stop, Rockwall. All departing passengers, make sure you have your personal belongings with you when you leave.
Next train to Chicago.
Did you just get off that train?
Yeah.
Well, then you just came from Chicago.
I know that.
As far as Cedar Rapids.
When's the next train to Chicago?
Well, there's one in about a half hour.
When's the one after that?
3 days.
Half an hour.
What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can do. This is where you belong. Be Mrs. Suchak. Come on.
But you won't stay here. I can't go with you.
I don't care.
What?
I don't care.
May God bless your union with joy in your posterity and a long life of happiness together. And from this union, may only good things grow. And so, by the authority vested in me by the state of Wyoming and the city of Victor, I leave this joyous ceremony and ask you, Nell Porter, you take this man to your lawful wedded husband?
Yes, I do.
And you, Ernest Solchek, you take this woman to your lawful wedded wife?
I do!
God pronounce a man and wife. You must
get that's $10.
Thank you.
You know, in a manner of speaking, I fixed their first date. I've been lots of things. Never been Cupid before.
Damn, you really going to get on that train?
You mean they aren't going to consummate?
I think they already have.
I'll see you in the snowbelt.
I'll be waiting. I'll be one feather this afternoon. This is going to be one terrific marriage.
What is this already? I love you.
What you do, I wake up shining just being with you, knowing you're beside me, knowing you're all right, makes it so easy to get through the night. No fun in leaving. It's what I got to do. Just makes it better to come back to. words will come between us. Days out on our own. But my love goes with you. You won't be alone. And we will never say goodbye. When I go, this I know, we'll be together.
Goodbye.